Marsha Blackburn, Democrats outraged but had no problem dumping migrants in the dead of night. By Hannah Blow on September 16, 2022. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, highlighted the great hypocrisy of the radical left as they express outrage over the DeSantis administration sending migrants to Martha's Vineyard, noting that they seemingly did not have the same issue when the Biden administration secretly dropped immigrants off in red jurisdictions in the dead of night. Members of the left are upset that the DeSantis administration sent dozens of migrants to the elite island this week. Many of Florida's Democrat legislators, who ironically voted in favor of the state's Freedom First budget, which allots $12 million for the creation of a program within the Florida Department of Transportation to facilitate the transport of unauthorized aliens out of Florida, have deemed the move disgusting, cruel, and shameful. The outrage is not new, however, as other Democrat leaders have also expressed how unsettled they are by Texas Governor Greg Abbott, busing migrants to blue cities such as New York City, Chicago, and Washington, D.C. But migrants coming to their own cities has Democrat leaders, such as Mayor Lori Lightfoot, D., urging the federal government to step up and help a seemingly bizarre request, given that these sanctuary cities have long bragged of their willingness to care for migrants. But while Democrats decry migrants being sent to their own cities, Senator Blackburn pointed out that they did not have the same reaction when Biden's administration flew illegal immigrants out to her state, and others, in the dead of the night. The Biden administration had no issue flying illegal migrants to Tennessee cities during the dead of night without telling local officials, Blackburn said on Friday. Now, they are suddenly outraged. As Breitbart News reported, Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, facilitated these flights as part of their catch-and-release operation, funded by U.S. taxpayers, ultimately releasing migrants into the United States interior, often without alerting local officials. Representative Dan Moisor, RPA, summed it up this way earlier this year. Their open border policies have incentivized illegal immigrants to flood our border by the thousands, and Biden's DHS and Health and Human Services are now secretly flying these immigrants across the country in the dead of night to be resettled in American communities, giving no notice to federal, state, or local officials of who they are or where they are going. Democrats seemingly had no problem with relocating migrants to various United States cities in the dead of the night. And while they now express great outrage over red state governors sending migrants to sanctuary jurisdictions, these leftists, ironically, do not take issue with the elites in Martha's Vineyard relocating migrants less than 2 days after their arrival on the island. In fact, they are now praising themselves for allowing them to stay for not even 2 days before shipping them off to a nearby military base, despite championing themselves as empathetic do-gooders. It remains unclear why the Obamas, or other elite residents, did not open up their multi-million-dollar Martha's Vineyard vacation homes to house any of the migrants they claim to care about.